Chapter 14. Taking Care of Yourself. In this chapter, decreasing stress in a stressful world, working hard to maintain physical health, keeping track of where your day goes. When you feel stressed, depressed, angry, or anxious, your body responds accordingly, because the mind and body are so closely related. Unfortunately, when people with BPD have primarily negative emotions, their bodies experience primarily negative effects as a result. In this chapter, we take a look at the effects of emotional stress on the body. New research comes out all the time, showing how the environment, the mind, and the body interact. We also give you some ideas on how to stay healthy, both in your mind and in your body. Dealing with stress. People with BPD typically report feeling considerable stress the majority of the time. The body reacts strongly to this stress in a myriad of ways. The purpose behind these strong reactions is to help you deal with threats. For instance, intense bodily responses to danger proved extremely helpful when ancient people had to deal with direct threats to their lives, such as tigers and bears, every day. Fortunately, in the modern world, you don't have to encounter many life-threatening events, like wild animal attacks, on a daily basis. Although the intense threat is gone, the human body still responds to feelings of stress in the same way. This section takes a look at how your mind's stress affects your body's health. Reviewing how stress affects health. You may be wondering what the body's responses to stress entail and how they affect your overall physical health. Do they cause any serious consequences? Do they affect your ability to deal with stress in the future? At the first hint of stress, your body gets ready to either stand and fight or run like the Dickens. First, your nervous system goes on high alert by releasing stress hormones. These hormones cause your heart to race, your breathing to quicken, and oxygen pour into the large muscles of your arms and legs. Pupils dilate, digestion slows, and you begin to sweat. All these responses prepare your body for battle. For example, when someone unexpectedly cuts you off in traffic, your body instantly responds with a surge of adrenaline to help you react quickly to avoid a crash. When these stress responses occur on a frequent, chronic basis, they damage the body in more ways than one. Such damage includes fatigue, gastrointestinal problems, heart disease, high blood pressure, impaired immune system, muscle tension leading to severe pain, back pain, headaches, neck pain, sexual problems, weight gain or loss. As physical damage to your body accumulates, your ability to deal with stress decreases further because the mind and body work in concert. Impairment to one system harms the other. People with BPD often experience health effects from their chronic levels of stress. Chapter 16 provides you with specific strategies for quelling emotional storms when they hit. Here, we tell you how to do everything possible to keep your body healthy and reduce the overall stress levels in your life. Managing and reducing stress. One of the best ways to manage stress is to reduce the amount of stress you encounter in your daily life. You can accomplish this goal by decluttering your life. Clutter and disarray usually make people feel out of control. Our office, for example, has a way of making us feel frazzled and frenzied when the piles on our desk reach a certain height. People with BPD tend to overreact to stressful events of all kinds, including clutter. They may go beyond frazzled and react with rage or overwhelming despair. If such dishevelment stirs up your emotions, we recommend that you commit yourself to managing the mess, no matter how big it has become. Start by making a simple goal, such as toss out 3 pieces of paper each day. Spend 5 minutes a day tossing out junk. Spend 5 minutes a day rearranging your closets. Try to take 1 bag of clothes to a charity each week or month. You can use one or more of the following rules of thumb to help you get started. Toss out clothes you haven't worn in a year or more, unless you have a compelling reason to keep a particular item, such as sentiment or an unusually infrequent need to wear certain clothes for a wedding or other dressy occasion. Newspapers and magazines are valuable to recycle, so recycle them. You don't benefit from keeping them. Old books have more value for other people than they do for your bookshelf. Tip: decisions are much harder to make when you're feeling emotional or overwhelmed, so try to declutter and reorganize when you feel calm. See Chapter 16 for ideas on how to calm your emotions. Also, break the overarching tasks down into smaller pieces so that each piece is easier for you to manage. After you've made a little progress in the tossing department, consider organizing the items you want to keep. Make a master list of categories, then plan where you want to store items from a given category. Taking better care of your body. A healthy body is resilient to stress and thus makes you feel better emotionally as well as physically. In the next sections, we explain how you can work on several major approaches to improving your body's health and various ways to maintain it. Warning: sometimes people with BPD feel so overwhelmed with life in general that the idea of doing anything besides just living seems to be out of reach. If you feel like this, consider listening to the following sections, but don't implement the suggestions into your life until you're ready. You may want to listen to Part 4 about different ways to treat BPD before you begin any of the tasks that follow. Revising your diet. Good nutrition lays the foundation for good physical health. However, if you faithfully read all the current books and articles about nutrition and try to follow every piece of advice you run into, you may cause yourself more stress than you had before you started, because nutritional advice changes almost as often as the weather. One day you may read that you have to avoid carbohydrates like the plague because they seemingly lead people to gain weight. The very next day, you may read that carbohydrates help you lose weight. Trying to keep up with research on nutrition is like trying to track the pea in a carnival shell game. However, a few nutritional tips are likely to stand the test of time. We recommend that you adhere to the following general ideas about eating instead of worrying about the latest nutritional trends. Eat unprocessed foods. Food processing does too much of your digestive system's work, and as a result, your body absorbs sugars more rapidly than is good for you. Try to eat whole fruits, grains, and vegetables, and avoid processed foods like cookies, chips, and white bread and pastas as much as you can. Reduce fat. Most people eat more fat than they should. Of course, you need some fat in your diet to sustain good health, and a little fat also slows your body's absorption of sugar. However, you want to avoid hydrogenated oils, trans fats, and saturated fats as much as possible because they raise your bad cholesterol levels. Check labels to know which foods are high in these dangerous fats. Control protein. Generally, you need to eat a little protein with most meals because it keeps muscles healthy. Beans are an especially good source of protein because they also contain fiber, are low in fat, and are absorbed slowly. Find fiber. Fiber keeps your intestinal system clean. It also slows down the absorption of sugars, which helps prevent unhealthy spikes in insulin levels. Most people don't get enough fiber. Look for fiber in oatmeal, whole grains, beans, and vegetables. Aim to ingest 25 to 30 grams of fiber per day. Finally, try not to use eating as a stress management technique. Instead, turn to Chapter 16 for numerous ideas on how to calm yourself during times of upheaval. Eating may do the trick too, but only in the short run. In the long run, overeating causes weight gain and self-recrimination, not overall calmness or high self-esteem. Energizing with exercise. Another great way to manage stress is to exercise, The benefits of exercise are well known in today's world. It lowers the risks of heart disease, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, stroke, and obesity. And it leads to better memory for older adults, which is incentive enough for us. Exercise also decreases depression, a symptom that frequently accompanies BPD. In addition, exercise is a quick way to burn off excess stress and thus often leads to better moods. The two categories of exercise are aerobic. Aerobic exercise involves getting your heart beating and your blood flowing fast. Recent guidelines from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services advise all healthy adults to participate in 2.5 hours of moderate aerobic activity or 75 minutes of intense aerobic activity a week, each episode of exercise being at least 10 minutes long. Anaerobic. Anaerobic exercise consists of muscle strengthening activities. The Department of Health and Human Services guidelines also suggest that healthy adults should participate in anaerobic activities that use all muscle groups at least twice a week, though they don't specify the length of time. Tip. For more ideas about exercising, see Fitness for Dummies, 3rd edition, by Suzanne Schlossberg, Wiley. Workout for Dummies by Tamalee Webb and Lori Seeger, Wiley, and the many For Dummies exercise DVDs that cover everything from basic yoga to workouts with a fitness ball. Getting enough sleep. Sleep is another important part of any plan for managing stress. Generally, people need about 7 or 8 hours of sleep to be maximally healthy. Sleep allows the body's cells to repair and helps with memory and concentration. Many emotional disorders, including BPD, disrupt sleep, sometimes causing an excess and often causing a lack of sleep. Most people suffer from occasional bouts of sleeplessness or interrupted sleep. However, if you're constantly having trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, see your primary care provider. Insomnia may result from a physical malady or a medication you're taking. Remember, take a list of all your prescribed and over-the-counter medications, as well as dietary supplements or vitamins, with you when you go see your doctor. We suggest that you try to manage your sleep problems without taking sleeping pills, because they can be addictive. Try out some simple techniques to help you sleep before you resort to medication. The first rule of thumb for getting good sleep is having a routine. Go to bed and get up at about the same time every day. You should spend the last few hours of your evening winding down. During the time before you go to bed, take a warm bath, listen to music, read a book, watch TV, have a small snack, drink warm milk. Don't drink too much alcohol. You may fall asleep, but you'll also wake up early. Don't drink too much of anything, unless you like to get up in the middle of the night. Don't drink anything with caffeine, if caffeine keeps you awake. Try decaffeinated tea when you want something warm. Don't engage in arguments. Don't smoke cigarettes before bed. Make sure that you have comfortable sheets and pillows. To maximize your sleeping ability, try to sleep in a room that's cool, dark, and well-ventilated. During the day, avoid naps and be sure to get some exercise. See the Energizing with Exercise section earlier in this chapter for ideas about exercise. Taking healthy actions. Many people with BPD struggle to take adequate care of themselves because they feel overwhelmed by stress and life and often don't feel like they have the energy to devote to their health. And staying healthy does require an active approach. But it doesn't take a whole lot of time. You just need to use a little common sense and take a few precautions. Try to incorporate the following good habits into your life to help improve and maintain your health. Wash your hands often, especially during cold season. Just be sure not to take this advice to the extremes. See our book, Obsessive Compulsive Disorder for Dummies, Wiley. For information about what happens when people gravely fear germs and contamination. Use sunscreen. Try not to let yourself get a sunburn and limit your direct exposure to the sun. Excessive sun exposure may lead to wrinkles, but skin cancer poses a much more serious risk. Protect your ears from excessively loud noises. Over time, subjecting your ears to extremely loud noises can ruin your hearing. Take short, frequent breaks at work, as many and as often as you're allowed. Ideally, get up and walk around a bit every hour or so. Know the signs of a stroke or heart attack. We don't want to scare you, but knowing these signs can save your life or someone else's. Floss your teeth daily. Spending a few minutes flossing each day not only improves and maintains the health of your teeth and gums, but it may also reduce infections that can contribute to heart disease. Listen to a radio health show or a podcast regularly. You can learn many interesting, healthy ways of living by listening to other people. Read the labels on food. You may be shocked to see how much sugar and fat some food contains. Reading the labels can help you make better eating decisions. Stay current with your vaccinations. Your doctor can tell you which ones to get and when to get them. Have your blood tested yearly for a range of numbers, including cholesterol, liver and kidney function, and any other tests your doctor recommends. Talk the results over with your doctor. Always use a seatbelt. Not only does wearing a seatbelt keep you safe when you're driving, but it's also the law in many places. Incorporating these actions into your daily life doesn't guarantee perfect health, but doing so can help. Furthermore, following these simple tips can help you feel like you're taking care of yourself, which is likely to improve your mood and sense of control over life, both typical concerns of people with BPD. Finding more time for yourself. Improving and recovering from BPD takes time. Time is often in short supply for everyone, not just people with BPD. The first step in finding more time for yourself involves keeping track of what you do every day. For a couple of days, or better yet, weeks, try to jot down start and stop times for all your activities. You don't have to write essays or be too specific. Just keeping track of how you spend your days can help you determine whether you need to spend more or less time doing certain activities, such as exercising, reading, reflecting, and so on. For the technologically gifted, use a cell phone or other electronic device to record activities. Be truthful in your records. For example, if you're trying to write a book and every time you sit in front of your computer, you spend 75% of your time on Twitter and Google, don't record writing book, 4 hours. Information is a powerful tool. Take a look at the time you waste on activities that don't help you get where you want to be. After a few days or weeks of recording your daily activities, take some time to reflect on your data. Think about ways in which you can change your activities to be more effective in achieving your goals. Or, plan a meeting with a therapist to discuss some of the changes you may want to make and how to go about making them. With some effort, you may discover as many as 3, 4, or maybe even more hours each week that you didn't know you had. You can use this time, the time you once frittered away, on more productive activities. Doing so can help make you feel better about yourself.